Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Speaking of someone who knows food, he is back with us from DallasCowboys.com. Former NFL scout Brian Broaddus on the BuyerSafety.com hotline. How was vacay?
It was okay. We're doing all right. You know, we're trying to kind of work ahead here because we're down to just a couple of weeks before we have to report. So a lot of things going on, 20 questions, top five opponents, a lot of things here in DallasCowboys.com. But we're doing all right.
What has been the article or the topic that's gotten the most hits lately? Is there something like just blowing up the website?
Now, we've been doing a series with the players, called On the Clock. Oh, actually, it was Tale of the Tape is really what we call it. On the Clock is our draft series. But
I'll take some residuals from that.
So the
what's that?
Tale of the Tape.
Oh, yeah, you made up Tale of the Tape.
When did you make up Tale of the Tape, Chop?
I don't know, like 5 years ago?
Boxing never did it before.
Nope, they didn't. They didn't.
I've never seen it on ESPN before.
Nope, they didn't do it.
Tape. Yeah, let's go to the Tale of the Tape. Yeah. See what we got with the opponents. Okay. Anyway, Tale of the Tape. That's one of the things that we've done really, really well. I think with the players, when you get the players to explain, for example, the other day I did one with Byron Jones that was the fourth down stop against Arizona when he was having to deal, down in the red zone, and to listen to players explain, what they were looking at, how they figured they were going to have to make the defense, those things, you could get that little bit of insight. We just kind of watch the play and say, oh, man, that's an incredible play, or, boy, that's a bad play. But then to listen to players explain what they were looking at and how they were going to defend it is really, that to me is insightful stuff. And I'm glad that we get to do that, and I'm glad our players are willing to explain it that way.
Brian Broaddus, DallasCowboys.com. So a couple of recent Cowboy topics. Romo went on the NFL Network and said, you don't have to have a number one wide receiver, but I thought the implication was, if you are Drew Brees accurate, if you're Troy Aikman accurate, you side with Mike Fisher, right? That is definitely more beneficial, and you would like to see this team have more of a labeled number one than not?
Oh, absolutely, I would. I think it's important for what you do scheme wise, you look at the teams. I think the team that had shown really the best balance of having a one and then having a running game is the New Orleans Saints. And you watch, Breeze, you're right, is absolutely accurate, but their running game is devastating. Their ability, to find Thomas, they've got receivers, but Thomas is their lead guy, and I think that to me is where this you want to go offensively. You want to be able to have balance, but you also want to have somebody that defensive coordinators fear, that they say, okay, we can't stop the running game because we've got to worry about this receiver. We've got to play the safety here. We've got to play the linebacker here. So, if you have that guy, give me the teams. Like I say, Pittsburgh's another one that with Roethlisberger have one of the best running games in the league, also have one of the best receivers in the league. Those types of things causes problems for defensive coordinators to have to deal with on a weekly basis. And if you have guys that aren't capable of getting open and making plays, it's going to be very difficult for you because defenses will just say, okay, we don't respect you on the outside. We'll cover you one-on-one, and then we'll just commit to trying to stop the run. And that's the problem that the Cowboys, if they get into, is that someone just says, okay, we're just going to load up and try and stop you from running the football because that's really what they want to do.
So then you're probably not going to be that surprised that Bill Barnwell put out his weapons rankings.
Uh-huh.
Really combining receivers and running backs.
Right.
Had the Cowboys 30 out of 32.
Yeah. Yeah. See, that's a lot of it is the lack of respect for Allen Hurns and this group. That's really, until somebody in this out of this this group of 12 guys, 13 guys they got, until they figure out who the five or six of those guys are, and until those guys start making plays – you know, it's not about Ezekiel Elliott here. This is about the receiving core, and this is about Dak Prescott throwing the football. Obviously, he doesn't think that Prescott can throw the ball well enough, and he doesn't think that the receivers can make any plays when they do throw the ball well enough. So we'll see how it all plays out. But, yeah, it's a little bit of a dangerous situation when you don't have that guy that you can hang your hat on.
Brian brought us firesafety.com hotline here on 105.3 The Fan. Training camp in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, buddy.
Just like that. Brought us, when you look at the scheme, how different do you think the offense will look when we start heading out there in Oxnard offensively?
Yeah, that's a good question, because we've talked about, and then your previous question was about the receivers. You know, what can you do with these receivers? And, you know, I think that Scott Linehan realizes that, you know, yes, I'm going to try and run the football. That's important to me. You know, 46, 47% of the time, you know, he's going to run the football. You know, and he feels pretty good about handing it to Ezekiel Elliott. The problem he's going to run into is, to make this offense better for his quarterback, is he's going to have to find ways, and I've said this before, and I really do believe this, they're going to have to get Cole Beasley going here. They're going to have to, you know, with no Jason Witten, you know, I mean, you take away Witten in those 7 or 8 yard passes. Yeah, you didn't get much run after catch, but there was that reliability factor of that. So, you know, teams last year basically took Cole Beasley out of the mix. And, you know, the challenge for him is going to be, okay, how do I get Cole Beasley going again? How do I make him available to Dak Prescott that on, you know, the 2nd and 4s and the 3rd and 3s and those, and, you know, if they don't want to run the ball, they go play action. How do they get first downs? How do they keep the chains moving? So, scheme wise, I think that you'll see things differently with alignments. I think that will be a big thing. He's got to feel good about the fact that the guys that he has, you know, understand what he's trying to do. That he's got, and I mean in a way of lining up and running routes. You know, maybe there's not the question anymore of the, okay, well, what's my assignment? What do I have to do here? Oh, wait, I made a mistake. Now it's, you know, an interception or it's incomplete pass. Mm-hmm. He's got guys now that I feel like that he could say, okay, if I put you in this spot, I know you're going to run this route. If I put you in this spot, I know you're going to run this route. So a lot of it has to do with what he wants to do scheme-wise with the players, but the players also having an understanding of, okay, this is what I have to do to have the play have some success.
Brought us, I saw the mailbag stuff that you guys posted on the website yesterday about competition for Tyrone Crawford at the defensive end spot. Do you buy into that?
Well, everybody wants to fire Tyrone Crawford Tyrone Crawford because they know he makes $9 million. There's certain players on this team that people are just, you know, they're like, you know what, I've had enough. And that's where, if you sat down with me every day and got to go through the tape, you would see that Tyrone Crawford does things for the defensive line that, you know, that don't show up in the box score. Mm-hmm. You know, the way he plays the run, the way he helps on twist stunts to get guys home, the way he keeps offensive linemen off the linebacker so that Sean Lee can run, or Anthony Hitchens could have run to make a play, or Jalen Smith can get run to make a play. I just feel like, though, that because we know how much money a guy makes and we don't see huge numbers, that we assume the guy's a bum of a player. And that's not the case with Crawford at all. And what he's even done is he's remade his body to the point where he can now, he's not this bulky guy playing defensive end. He's a leaner, more agile player at that right defensive end spot. And I think that, you know, people were going to see that and they're going to say, okay, maybe I was wrong about wanting to get rid of him. But people are really quick. There's several guys on this team and that they like to throw dirt on real quick, and, you know, that they move on because of the amount of money they make.
A couple of supplemental draft picks taken yesterday. The Giants take Sam Beal, corner out of Western Michigan, who, I mean, some people really, really like.
Yeah.
What did you notice on Sam Beal when you were watching him? How big of an impact is this?
Well, if you went on to DallasCowboys.com, I wrote 5 reports on these guys. So the folks that kind of follow along with that and on Twitter, I was talking about it as well. Beal is going to help the Giants. He's a little bit of a leaner, thinner guy. But I tell you what, he's a guy that can play press coverage. He's very good at staying with his guy. He's got quick feet. He's got the length. He's got some the reach. He plays the ball well in the air. You know, you watched him play like against USC. You know, Western Michigan had a pretty good run. They were in the Cotton Bowl a couple of years ago, so they've played some pretty good talent. But whoever this guy is lined up against, he's done a pretty nice job. I had a third-round grade. There were some people I talked to around the league that had a second-round grade on him as well. So the Giants might have stole one right here, you know, with their corner situation and all that. It surprises me that they were the team that did it. But, you know, with their situation, I can understand it. Dave Gettleman did a nice job of evaluation here, and the guy will probably help them with his ability. He's a good player. This is the first supplemental draft we've had in a while where we had some quality players in it.
Are you going to be having some type of Mike Fisher exclusive on Randy Gregory soon?
No, I think, you know, I just feel like, and people on Twitter have been asking me about this, and, you know, maybe he'll come down through our building that you know, he's been reinstated. You know, Fish has been on this from the word go. I just feel like that the league will announce it either the 13th or the 20th. I think those are the 2 days. It's going to be one of those Friday dumps, you know, where they usually say, okay, guys are suspended, guys are brought back, that kind of thing. So I would look for the next two Fridays. If it doesn't happen on the 13th, I can almost promise it's going to happen on the 20th or before then. But that's kind of where I think this is going to come down. But everything I'm hearing from a league standpoint has been very, very positive. They've asked some questions of Randy's group about having some aftercare programs for him. So with that being said, that's kind of leading me to believe that maybe the league is looking at, okay, if we can find aftercare programs for help, then the reinstatement is on the horizon.
Pac-Man got in a little airport scuffle.
Did a guy try and take a picture of him? What was the deal there? Was he just getting on him about something?
It was a gesture. I don't know who made what gesture, but of all the I got my number.
Oh, I wouldn't fight him.
No, but your top two that you would want no piece of that you've been around in the Cowboys locker room. I got my one.
Who's your one? Give me your one.
Is it J-Rat?
Ratliff.
Yeah, I was going to see if you're going to guess the same guy as me. I'll tell you what, I'll give Calvin Watkins a lot of credit. You know, Calvin Watkins is a scrappy guy, and Calvin got in his face. And you know, I was standing there, and I'm thinking, all right, back up a step or two, because if this long reach guy starts swinging, you might get hit.
Yeah.
But Calvin basically got in his face and didn't back down. I mean, it was one of those things. Calvin never backed down in the locker room. It was always funny to watch him interact with players, and they'd yell at him, and he'd yell back and that kind of thing. Some guys just kind of walk away from it all.
Yeah.
But, yeah, Ratliff, I would never really wanted to fight Jay Ratliff. I don't think that's a really good idea.
Did you fish more or cook more crawfish at the lake house?
I did. We did the crawfish on the 4th, which was the last sack of the year, so sorry about all that. I mean, I love doing that, but we fished a lot, too. And the fish were schooling out there, so it means they were up on top, and we were catching them pretty well. And so, yeah.
Now you're catching the keeping.
No. We're on a catch and release lake is what we're on. So I was catching the average weight was probably around 3.5-4 pounds of fish, and we were throwing. We had 22 of them one afternoon that we caught, and it was myself and David Brissett, and we were just out there fishing. And yeah, it's catch and release, but yeah, a lot of fun. What type of fish? Bass, largemouth bass. So yeah, bass. So we were having fun doing that. And as you mentioned, though, we got football around the corner, so my fishing days are now come to an end.
Welcome back, and we'll talk to you next week.
Sounds great, boys. Appreciate you. Take care.
Brian brought us DallasCowboys.com, BuyerSafety.com, hotline.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.